I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Well, good morning. I am sitting finally on my new comfy chairs at the shop space this morning because I have an idea that wants to come out and be heard in the form of a podcast. So here we are. It's before opening time. I've managed to get here after school drop off, I should say. It's the morning. And I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about the difference. We'll start again. I'm talking to you about the correlation or the similarities, the relationship between strength training, which is new to me, and working with clay. Every week I go to the gym and see my trainer, Suze, I really understand more and more about movement and how different it is to what I have learnt growing up. And I think it's so... Oh my gosh, as a millennial, elder millennial, I feel like I am really learning so much more about myself. So this is what's been sitting with me lately. And I know probably on the surface they might seem worlds apart. You know, one is rooted in the body, sweating, resistance, like health, fitness. And the other one, you know, clay is, you know, associated with, you know, the earth and stillness and softness, but then also strength and fire and things like that. But the more I consider both, the more I realize they're actually reflections of each other. And here are a few ways that they overlap. I really, I've written a few notes here, so don't mind me just looking over. So the first thing is, this is not necessarily with, hand building, but definitely with throwing on the wheel. That centering matters. So if you can't center your clay on the wheel, you aren't able to really pull any shapes that have a proper structure, or they're not, the structural integrity is off. Everything's out of alignment. Do you know what I mean? So when you do this with, what I've learned is that when you lift properly, we're asking our bodies to engage our center. We're asking our bodies to engage our breath properly, our belly properly, our balance properly. And, you know, you can't just plop clay on the wheel and then hope for the best. You have to throw it on, and then the first thing you do is center it. So without that grounding and that real internal pressure, nothing else can come from that. Not in a strong and functional way. So whether it's the body or the clay, if the center isn't steady, then the whole structure will wobble and the whole thing will be off. And I've learned this recently because as my suspicions were correct, my core is needing some strengthening, and that's what has helped me realize this. The second thing is that what I notice in even the workshops that I run for, you know, ceramic workshops, clay workshops, especially for hand building, is that our breath leads the way. So lifting heavy or shaping something in our hands both require us to breathe properly and breathe intentionally. I noticed that in the workshop spaces, once we begin, everybody's pace seems to slow. Everybody's breath seems to slow, and it's become subconscious. It's not this top heavy breathing where we're breathing from our shoulders and above, kind of like a lot of head energy or like chest energy. It's really, I feel like we've kind of slowly dropped back down into our bodies. And I think that's such a gift from nature to be able to work with clay. And I feel like it's like making mud pies, but in adult form, you know? So though, especially for strength training, I've learned that I have to brace properly and hold my breath properly. You know, it's a push and a release, and it's this rhythm, inhale, exhale, effort, and then ease, inhale, exhale, effort, ease. And I find that once I said to my trainer, Suze, do I need to do this every time I do like a deep squat or a, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing that requires the breath or the bracing? And she said, yes, because if you don't, this is how you can injure yourself. You're not engaging the right muscles. And I thought, oh my God, who has time for this? That was my immediate reaction. Who has time to breathe properly? Not me. Turns out it's important. And I feel sad that I feel like I don't have time to take a proper breath. You know, when you really reflect on it, you're like, really? You can't just hold your breath properly and then do the exercise, you know? So learning to slow the F down and really be present and in your body and learn to breathe properly with each movement is so important. And I think same for clay. I feel like if you just come in and slap some pieces together and hope for the best, like the intention in that piece of clay, it ain't it. It's a very different outcome when we do it properly and when we sit and we're present. Number three, this tails on from the last one. We learn by doing, not by thinking. And we learn slowly and over time. Things have to be repeated. So neither strength nor clay can be rushed, which is really annoying if you're like wanting to be super strong very quickly. I mean, I'm sure it can happen, but it takes repeated movement and repeated action over time to learn and to know how to do these things. And in both clay and strength training, I realized that the progress of making comes not from force, not from forcing ourselves to do the thing and show up and rush through and there, I've done it, tick the box. It's actually about being consistent. And I mean, for some people, this is going to be super obvious. They're like, yeah, of course. But for me, with a very busy brain and thinking 10 steps ahead and 10 miles wide, it feels like all the time, we can't outrush these processes. And we build strength. We build our strength, you know, one rep at a time. Every time we show up, we build our strength again and again and again. And we also become better at clay and ceramics. One mug, one failure, one firing at a time. There's crooked bowls. There's, you know, bowls that didn't make it through the firing. But I know for sure every time I show up at the table and start making more, like I really show up for myself, I learn something about myself in that session. But yeah, both strength training and clay teach us to show up and be okay with being a beginner, you know, to stay in the process. And it's actually totally fine to be a beginner at something. And I feel like being a beginner requires, or, you know, the What is it, the admission of entries, like being bad at something? I feel like being a beginner also is ripe for imposter syndrome, because obviously you're like, oh my God, I'm just pretending to go to the gym, or I'm just pretending to be like a gym girly, or I'm pretending to be an artist or a writer or whatever it is that you might be beginning. But of course, like, is it imposter syndrome, or have you just literally never done it before? So take some pressure off yourself, you know? Number four, I wrote, it's a conversation, not a command. So with the clay, if you've been in a workshop and your piece hasn't gone to plan, like how you're wanting it to go, you'll know that we don't just like dominate the clay and force it to be what our mind wants it to be. We listen to it. We ask it what it wants to be, which might sound a bit woo-woo, but if it's not wanting to be a bowl, let it be a platter. Or if it's not wanting it to be a mug, let it be a vase. You know, we can ask it, you know, really tune in to our piece in our hands. Like, what is it that you're wanting to be? And we can go from there. And I feel like this is like our body in the gym. You know, we don't just bark orders at ourselves. We tune in, we, you know, mind to muscle. We notice how the feeling is. We know that we're not going to die. It's just going to feel hard. And I feel like both clay and muscle respond the best to our patience and to our respect and to our presence and to devotion. I think when I started, like the last few weeks, I've started waking up on a clay, on a gym morning being like, oh, cool, I'm excited to go, rather than like, oh God, it's a gym day. And that feels nice. I've got two more points and then I'm going to wrap it up because I've got to open the shop. Number five, I wrote down, form matters more than force. So in the gym, I've learned that like just ticking the box exercise, like just doing it to get it done, gets you nowhere. Poor form gets you nowhere. And even worse, it can make you injured. And with clay, if your hands, you know, are off, or I don't know, like if you're not really present, that's kind of when we start making mistakes, or we're pushing too hard, or we're not really, what's it called? Compressing the clay properly. We're not joining things properly. We're letting the cracks just sit there and we're not going over them. And that's when our pots can collapse or warp or crack or just not be the way that we want them to be. And it's not about how strong we are or about how hard we try. It's about the form. It's about alignment. It's about using the techniques that we know and trust and are familiar with and that we've practiced before. And it's about being aware. So being out of our head and in the body, I feel like gets us further with that. And the last one, which I actually love the most, when this came to me, I was like, yes, this feels so nice. I've written down here, transformation requires pressure, but the right kind of pressure. So, you know, clay and our, you know, clay pieces become something beautiful only through shaping them and trimming them and firing them and maybe sponging them off, and then we glaze them. And, you know, it's just this continuous process and trust in every step. And our bodies grow stronger only by meeting the resistance as well and recovering from it. So giving ourselves time to meet our bodies with resistance, so that strength training, but then also having the time to rest and recover and let our muscles grow again. Is that not the most? I just think that makes total sense. And same with ceramics, you know, we make the piece, we let the piece dry, we let it dry slowly so it doesn't crack, which, you know, can be very tricky and we can feel really impatient doing that. And then for it to be fired, you know, it's like that baptism by fire. We just allow the heat to take what it needs and help transform our pieces into the next stage, which is the bisque stage. And then we choose the glaze, we pop the glaze on, hoping that it will come out the way that we want it to come out. We pray to the kiln goddesses and pop our pieces back in the kiln, and it, you know, stoneware goes up to 1280, so it's like red hot. And we let the fire transform our pieces. We're letting that burn transform our pieces and vitrify, make things harder that were soft and mushy and could be worn away by water previously. And I feel like with our bodies, it's similar. We are letting the burn and that deep fire transform our bodies, and allowing the process of the firing and the resting and the cooling down to help that transformation process. It's exactly the same with firing. The kiln often takes so much longer to cool down than you imagine. Sometimes it can be a full day, a day and a half, for it to come back down from 1280 before you can even open the kiln and look at the progress or the pieces inside. So I'm thinking, you know, I think that clay and strength training have taught me so much in the last few months especially. And they're companions. I love finding the same lesson in one part of my life that I can translate into another part of my life. I think it is helpful to understand a lesson that is wanting to be observed. And, you know, clay really has taught me how to shape something with love and to be patient and to show up and not force something. And strength training has reminded me and taught me that it's okay to be wobbly in the beginning or to like not know how to do something and to just be in the gym anyway and just rock up anyway and give it a go, give everything a go. I don't think there's any exercise or thing that my trainer has asked me to do that I've said no. I mean, obviously I've like had to manually breathe through a few of them, i.e. weighted lunges. But and the first week I did those, I felt like I couldn't walk for 4 days. I'm sure if you know, you know. But then the next week I was like, oh, I'm going to have to do them again. And then I did them again and I wasn't even sore. Isn't that incredible? So it's like, I think where the progress can show up much quicker than when we allow it to, rather than just like forcing the outcome. And like they say, you know, the journey is better than the destination. It's like the art of showing up and being here and present. And it's the same for clay. It's asking us to be present when we're at the table together. It's asking us to hold our hope when it goes into the kiln. It's asking us to hold our vision for what we want it to look like, knowing that we have no control over what happens inside the kiln. We can put we can set the temperature and the time and the rate of firing, but we can't really control what's going to happen, you know, when we lift the lid and we see what's happened, you know, inside. So a reminder that strength and progress and showing up for yourself is not always hard. It just requires us to be present, and that softness is not always weak. That we need both. They're a paradox of each other. I hope that this episode leaves you with you know, a little bit of inspiration. Perhaps it's if you're going to create something today, knowing that the process is asking you to be present with it and to remind you of your breath, the power of your breath, and engaging properly in what you're doing. And perhaps if you're, you know, working out this week or lifting weights, I hope that the feeling of becoming stronger is enticing to you and encouraging to you. And I'd like to say thank you for joining me today on The Art of Connection. And if this resonated at all, do you know what I would love? If you could just share it to somebody who you think might need a little gentle nudge, you know, towards their own center or towards their own practice, or, you know, towards understanding that there's lessons in more than one area of our life. I need to go open the shop now. It's 10:06. Oh, my boss is going to get me in trouble. Just kidding, it's me. I'm my boss. Okay, until next time. Take care, keep creating, and I hope you feel nice and strong. And I will chat to you soon.
Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well. That would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.